The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Market View Minutes with Michelle Martin on Money FM 89.3.
Today in Market View Minute, we take a look at gambling, specifically the world's largest gambling market by revenue. No, not Las Vegas, not over at Marina Bay Sands either. Regular punters know that Macau is the El Dorado for casino companies. More money exchanges hands on Macau's baccarat and roulette tables than anywhere else. But investors are nervous that this is all about to change. They fear that China's recent crackdown on industries from tech to private education could extend next to gambling. The reason for this fear? Macau is launching a new public consultation that could lead to more regulation and possibly a government presence on site supervising casinos' day-to-day operations. On top of that, all of the existing casino players there, and that list includes Sands China, Wynn Macau, Galaxy Entertainment, SJM Holdings, Melco Entertainment, and MGM China, they will all need to renew their licenses next year. JP Morgan, for one, has decided to downgrade the casino operators. JP Morgan is now neutral or underweight on each company. Investors also sold off casino shares overnight. Wynn Resorts slid nearly 11%. It was the worst performer among the S&P 500 constituents. Las Vegas Sands dropped almost 10% as well. MGM Resorts wasn't quite as hard hit. Its shares fell just 4%, in part because MGM is not dependent on the other casinos on Macau for its revenue. So, keep an eye on Macau over the next month and a half as regulators discuss what new moves to take. Are last night's drops a chance to buy in, or would punters be better off putting their money elsewhere? You decide.
Market View Minutes with Michelle Martin on Money FM 89.3.